Hi guys, welcome back to Johnny's Garage. Today, Fiat 124. Yes, produced since 1966 till 1974. This was a middle-sized car, born for the substitute the 1100, the 1100 car, and had a very interesting history because Dante Giacosa, the engineer head of the project, decided to make three different experiments. One with frontal engine longitudinal and with the rear wheel traction. So classical layout, front engine, gearbox and solid rigid suspension axle in the back. One that had front engine and front wheel traction, and one with the rear back engine and rear wheel traction. It's very interesting how to develop the same car, they tried three different ideas, totally different, because this was the period when we had many cars with the back engine and rear wheel traction. We had Volkswagen, you know, in America there was the Chevrolet Corvair. So this changing of layout was very easy to make. Now you don't find this kind of difference for produce and study one car. So this car was classical because at the end they decide for the classical layout. So front engine and rear wheel traction. Four gear on the gearbox and 1.2 liter engine made by Lampredi. Lampredi was the engineer that made this series of engines because from this they added the 1.2, 1.4, 1.5 liter, 1.6, 1.8, and even the 2 liter that still today is used as evolution of that one. So this was the first engine made by Fiat with 5 support for the shaft, for the basic shaft of the engine. So, well, quite good innovation in the 1966. And consider that this car was an average consumption with 1.2 liter engine between 9.5 and 14 liter per 100 kilometer. The weight of the car was 855 kilogram and it made 0 to 100 acceleration in 13.7 seconds. Was very good for the period, but was very drink, is like had a consumption very high and was very light in the same. So from this sedan car, four doors, they made later the coupe and even the wagon. But let's stay on the sedan. It was very interesting because from the first series with the 1.2 liter, later they made the 1.4 liter, sometimes they made 1.5. The exact cubic centimeter was 1,438 cubic centimeter. This engine was side camshaft and at about 60 horsepower. Consider that later Fiat on this engine will made the evolution to have twin camshaft on the head. So the power was increased a lot because from 60 horsepower they rise at 75 on the 1.5 liter engine. This car was produced in more than 1 million of pieces in all Europe, but was very interesting because it was produced even in other countries. Yes, in that period, the project made by Fiat or other Italian constructor were then sold to other suppliers. And I have here the list, I want to read to you the exact list of where this car was produced, because this car was produced even in Spain by Seat. You know, now Seat is Volkswagen. At the moment, Seat was an independent factory and bought the project of 124, and it was produced till the 80s, so later than in Italian period, and then was even produced in USSR by Lada. The Lada 2101 was called Ziguli. Consider that Ziguli was very interesting name because in Russian was the name of this car, but in Italy was the name of candy, a candy that was used when you are not okay on the stomach. So just yes, was a kind of medicine made to regulation of your stomach. Okay, so Zhiguli was the name of this car in Russia, and how it means the same name in Italian. Okay, and was produced in more than 15 million pieces. More than 15 million pieces only in USSR of this project car. Then was made even in Bulgaria from Pirin Fiat. Was made even in Turkey in the fabric of Tofas Sita Bursa, and from 71 to 77, and was the 124 Murat. In 1986 began the production of this model in India. Okay, and with the engine from Nissan, the model was called Premier 118NE. And then was other country where it was produced was South Korea from Asia Motor, Costa Rica, Indonesia, Ireland, Morocco, Pakistan, Peru, Portugal, Singapore, South Africa, Thailand, Uruguay, Venezuela and Zambia. So consider in how many countries this car was produced by different factory, was produced more in foreign countries than in Italy. And this car was just a very typical classical layout, front independent suspension, front engine, gearbox in the back, front rear traction, solid axle rigid from suspension, and leaf suspension. So very, very simple. Disc brake in the front, drum brake in the back, sedan, three volume. So let's how was in that period important to have the project of a car that was a world car, we can say, because was sold in different country with different climate, different people, different use, different maintenance, different temperature, humidity and whatever. Okay, this is the story of one car that here in Italy nobody know now that was existent. Thank you guys for watching. Subscribe to my channel. Thumbs up.